It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. It's our big basketball preview today on Sports Talk. Let's get right to it. Here's Derek Dunn.
And a good morning, everyone, and welcome to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. Thank you very much here for tuning in here on this Saturday morning here. Yes, it is the big preview here of boys high school basketball. It starts up. Practices are already going on, but it starts up next week here with tournaments and games throughout the state here. So, let's go ahead and tell you what's going up here coming up today. We'll talk with Mules coach Scott McElravy, Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach, and Wayne City coach Jim Corona. Plus, we'll also talk with Jack Bullock from the website, baselineview.com. So all that and more is coming up today's Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'd also like to mention that the podcast for Sports Talk will be uploaded shortly after that Sports Talk ends. So again, it'll be posted on our website at WFIWRadio.com. So keep it tuned right here. First interview is coming up.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering Ever Alert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
People you know, helping people you love. Not only the motto at Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic, that's their reason for being. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Justin Miller or sports medicine physician Dr. Karsten Slater conduct office hours in Fairfield each Wednesday. They provide professional services for whatever orthopedic issues that may arise for you, as well as preventative maintenance to assist you in the long run. Conveniently located in the Medical Arts Complex off 10th Street, call for an appointment at 842-4180. Caring for athletes is their game.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and also online at WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. And before we air the first interview here, I want to go ahead and tell you about some local scores that happened yesterday. High school girls basketball action. It was Fairfield over Louisville North Clay last night, 32-14. Lady Mules are now 2-0 of the season. They also, in case you're wondering, their first game, they defeated Flora a few nights ago, but they were able to top North Clay 32-14 last night during the Meet the Mules night, actually. Also, it was Vienna over Hamilton County, 52-41. Also in the BDC West, Cesar Valier, Waltonville, they defeated Chester 53-41. At the DuCoyne tournament, it was Christopher over Murfreesboro in a close game, 49-42. Woodlawn topped DuCoyne, 47-29. At the Marion tournament, it was Heron over Marion, 42-29. The Pena tournament, the Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran, they defeated Athens, 48-39. And also at the Salem tournament, it was Highland over Salem, 57-23. Also T-Town over Centralia, 64-35. Taking a look here at national sports, it was Boise State, 25th ranked Boise State over New Mexico last night, 45-14. some NBA scores here. Indiana topped the Miami Heat 99-91. Also, it was Boston over Toronto in a close game, 123-116. It was Philadelphia over Utah, 113-107. Brooklyn defeated Washington, 115-104. Also, Memphis topped Sacramento, 112-104. Minnesota, they beat Portland, 112-96 last night. Also, New Orleans, they knocked off the New York Knicks by 5 points, 129-124. And also, Milwaukee, off to a great start of the season. They're 11-4 now. They knocked off Chicago, 123-104. NHL games last night, the St. Louis Blues beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights, 4-1. Also, the LA Kings beat the Blackhawks, 2-1, and a shootout. Other NHL games, it was Dallas over Boston, 1-0 in overtime. Also, Buffalo beat Winnipeg, 2-1 in a shootout. Also, Washington defeated Colorado, 3-2 in overtime. Also in overtime, it was Toronto over Anaheim, 2-1. All right, so our first interview here on Sports Talk this morning, as I mentioned, boys high school basketball gets underway Monday around the state. Mark Turner, he talked with Jack Bullock from BaselineView.com.
Jack, let's talk a little bit about Southern Illinois basketball in general. How's the Southern Illinois basketball scene looking this year?
Well, it's going to be pretty competitive. There's been a lot of years where we had three or four really good teams, and then, you know, then it was a big drop off. But especially in 1A this year, it's going to be a lot more competitive than what it's been in the last few years. There's going to be some teams that are going to be better that haven't been good in a while. And then there's going to be some other teams that are probably not going to be as good as they've been. So it's going to be a pretty good mix.
Let's talk a little bit about the other classes. You mentioned 1A. What's the 2A, 3A, 4A class, or the 2A and 3A and 4A classes looking like down south?
Well, 2A, I think it's Nashville, Pinckneyville. It's the normal group of really good teams. Nashville's going to be very good. They got the Boltman kid back, Bryce Boltman, senior leader. Pinckneyville's going to be pretty good. They have an injury they're dealing with. Kid named Devin Kitchen was projected as a starter. He was one of their key guys off the bench last year. He tore his ACL during football. They're hoping to get him back in January. They also have a kid named Dawson Yates, who's really good. He's about a 6'2 junior. He's going to be really good. In 2A, it's the usual group. T-Town will be very good. I just worked on their preview a couple days ago. They got three kids are going to be, I think he could start a front line of 6'7", 6'7", 6'7", if he wanted to.
Pretty impressive there, T-Town.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, they've always been that way. And they've got a new coach, Chet Reeder, comes in from Sullivan. But the talent pool hasn't dried up, and I don't expect that to happen. Alton Marquette is another team. They have been 3A for the last 3 years now because of the success factor. And they were undefeated last year, 29-0, and they got upset in the regional championship game in 3A. Well, they have dropped back down to 2A. And so now they're going to be pretty good. They lost pretty much that entire group. But Coach Steve Medford does a good job, and they've got some kids coming back. It's a huge difference between 3A basketball and 2A basketball. And I don't know as much about 3A. The main guys that I cover, that I deal with in Southern Illinois at the 3A level, are the River-to-River teams. I know that Sailor Search, the coach down at Heron, he's got a pretty good group coming back for the Heron Tigers. They're probably the favorite to win the Ohio division of the River to River. I know Massac County and Coach Joe Hossman, they're going to be better than they've been. They had a lot of injuries last year that kind of messed everything up for them, but they're going to be back pretty good. And Daryl Murphy always does a good job at Murfreesboro High School, and they're going to be very, very talented like they always are.
What do
so
you see from
those
the...
basically are the ones that are those are basically the ones that I deal with the most at 3A, okay. and they all look like they're going to be pretty good. Carbondale's always going to be good. Marion, Gus Gillespie's, they're rebuilding because they lost a good group that they had last year. They got all the way to the Super Sectional, but he's got some kids back, and so I know that they're going to be good. Centralia's coach Lee Bennett does a great job up at Centralia, and they sent me his roster today, and I had some dealings with him as far as like him filling out the questionnaire for me, and they're going to be a lot different looking team than what they've been in the past. So those are the main ones. Carbondale, Jim Miller does a great job down there. So they're always going to be good and athletic.
Well, let's talk about the Black Diamond Conference, and that's because Fairfield is in the Black Diamond Conference. What do you see from them?
They're going to be much better, much improved. I talked to Coach McElravy a few weeks ago, and you know they're going to be very good. I think one of the key things for them was they got a really good transfer. Jazel O'Neill comes in from Wayne City, and he will help them immensely in the backcourt. He's a very good player, very nice kid. He was one of the bright spots for a pretty good Wayne City team last year that went 22-8, I think. And so he's going to definitely help. It looks to me like from what Coach McElravy sent me, they're going to be deep. They're going to be pretty talented. The Black Diamond is going to be a little bit better top to bottom. The last couple of years it's been El Dorado and then everybody else, but I think that you will see marked improvement from everyone else in that conference. And El Dorado will still be pretty good. So I think Doug Miller will do a great job at Hamilton County. Scott Brzezinski down at Johnston City, they're going to be very, very improved. They got a kid named Chase Selby, who is one of their top scorers. He's back this year. And so I think that they will be improved. Also, Carmi White County, Kevin Wolf over there does a good job. I think that they're going to be a little different kind of team this year because of the graduation losses. They lost some kids. El Dorado will be pretty good again. And Russ Gerlach does a great job at Edwards County. They had a lot of injuries last year too, but the ones he's got coming back, they're back healthy, knock on wood, and I think that they are going to contend too. But I think everybody's going to be chasing Fairfield. I think that Scott's got a really good team. And you will know this, and it's going to be in my preview. Keep an eye on those scores from the Capital Classic. And Coach McElravy will know after that first weekend what he's got to work on, what needs to be done, because I expect them to have a pretty good showing up there. And that's probably the toughest four-game stretch that they will deal with until probably at least El Dorado Holiday Tournament.
Okay. Your website is abaselineview.com, one of the better websites in Southern Illinois as far as basketball is concerned, I think.
Well, I appreciate that.
And you can you got scores, you got schedules, you got and your preview I think comes out Monday, is that right?
Hopefully, yes. It's almost done. I'm in the proofreading kind of part of it, where I'm trying to make sure I don't leave anybody out, and as far as like kids and things like that, I don't want to put a preview out there and then there would be kind of like mistakes. I contacted a bunch of the coaches two nights ago, just for them to say, okay, I'm letting them know, do you need to make any changes? Has anybody heard? Is anybody not playing that you thought was going to play? Is somebody playing that you didn't think was going to play? That kind of deal. And hopefully everything will be done sometime this weekend and it'll be ready for Monday morning.
All right. Website is abaselineview.com. That is Jack Bullock. Jack, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your help, too.
All right. This is Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back.
Heavy metal is out. Polymer is in. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods has a great price on the American-made 5.56 caliber ATI Omni Hybrid. It has a 16-inch barrel and is all polymer. Buy now for the low price of $485 plus tax. One 30-round magazine comes with your purchase. All state and federal laws apply. Also, now's the time to fill up your propane tank for winter. That's at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the Hometown Bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide comfortable heating, cooling, and hot water. And you'll save up to 80% on your energy bill thanks to your Climate Master system. The investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help yourself to a 30% tax credit plus up to 80% off your energy bill. Call Sam at Complete HVAC and Plumbing in Albion for a free estimate today. 618-445-3329. You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. And Mark Turner, he also chatted with Mules basketball coach Scott McElravy this week.
Mules coach Scott McElravy has joined us. And coach, it's a brand new year and numbers look good. The team looks good so far.
Team looks very good so far. You know, we've got a lot of kids coming back. Got a key transfer in Jayzel O'Neal from Wayne City over, which helps a lot. So we've had a lot of fun so far in our week and a half.
Now you've got a lot of kids coming back, as you mentioned, but you've got a lot of kids coming up from a freshman and JV squad that were they lose one over the last 2 years. Is that right?
We've won a lot of games, and you're going to start seeing a lot of those guys play. You know, we're going to have about four seniors in the rotation, and then we'll have, you know, three or four juniors, and then we've got a few sophomores stepping up too. So it's tough as far as figuring out starting lineups and that sort of thing, but it's also a good thing that we're deep.
Let's talk about the seniors a little bit.
Well, mentioned Jayzel. He was Wayne City's point guard last year. Very nice player. Moved over, wanted to play football, and then, you know, he big help to us. He'll take over the point guard spot. Brian Estes says we've seen him in the last couple of years, and then recently Cody Cantrell. We're big contributors on the JV team last year, and then played spot minutes for us too. And then fifth senior Logan Trent is coming out. Hadn't played in a couple of years, so he's our fifth senior that we have. So we actually have five seniors.
And juniors, of course, led by Wyatt Gilbert this year.
Yeah, Wyatt, and then Kane Hicksonball, and Luke steps in for his brother Kobe. Those are our top three. Juniors, Wyatt and Kane got a lot of experience on the varsity team last year. Luke was one of our JV starters, very athletic. Like I said, we're deep, and it's tough for me to figure out who's going to start.
And what about the sophomores on the squad this year?
The sophomore group, that's the one that, they had the undefeated eighth grade team. Landon Zerlini has grown. He's about 6'3". We're really excited about him. And Colin Massey was the point guard on that team. And then you've got Blake Pruitt, my son, and Brandon Lane. So they're a very solid five. You know, they're not the tallest. Aside from Landon, who's 6'3", Brandon's 6'1". The other three are under 6 foot. But a lot of guys that can shoot, So we've got, 10 or 11 kids there. I didn't want to forget Caleb Freymeyer, very athletic junior, too. So, I mean, if I mentioned like 12, we have a lot of kids that can play multiple spots, and so far, attitudes have been wonderful. We've beefed up the schedule by adding Casey Westfield and a good 1A Cesar Valier team, too.
Now I look at the what little I saw of practice this year. That's a very athletic ball club.
We are. We don't have, like, the 6'7", you know, big, strong guy on the inside, but we've got a lot of kids that are very athletic. You know, we've got some kids that that are very good shooters, too. And then we've got ball hit. I mean, we've got a mixture of different things. The biggest thing, though, that I like with this group is their attitudes. You know, and it's easy to do when you haven't had wins or losses yet and you haven't divvied out actual playing time. It's just practice. But so far, the kids have really started off the year with the proper attitude.
You get it all started for real next Friday, Black Friday, down at the Lawrenceville Capital Classic.
Yeah. You know, people have asked me over the years, like, man, why don't we ever play great there? That's one of the top tournaments in the whole state, period. Almost every year, the winner or even the team that's got second out of there has went on to at least super sectionals. It's not like teams are winning regionals there. That's almost a guarantee every year. There are teams that are going deep into the playoffs from that tournament. You know, so you do, if you're not ready or if you're not as competitive, you do get kicked around a little bit up there. But we feel like this year and for the next couple of years, we've got teams that can compete.
All right. Coach, thank you very much for the visit, and we'll see you next Friday.
All right, thank you.
And that was Head Mules basketball coach Scott McElravy here. And you can hear Mules basketball all season long on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. You're listening to Sports Talk, interviews with Russ Gerlach from Edwards County and Jim Corona over at Wayne City. Well, they're coming up next.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Olney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com, previewing boys high school basketball. Got a couple more interviews to go here. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Dave Rigg, he spoke with Edwards County Lions coach Russ Gerlach about the upcoming high school basketball season.
Talking now with head coach Russ Gerlach. Russ, before we get into the basketball, I want to talk about football. You just now finished up, well, just a few days ago, the football season. You were the defensive coach, and the defense was great this year on football, but now you're getting ready for basketball. You're changing from a football hat to a basketball hat. Tell me, what is the difference in as far as coaching responsibilities between football and basketball?
Well, let's say in football, usually you've got one coach that takes care of each side of the ball. Basketball, usually the head coach takes care of everything. I mean, obviously the assistants help out with a lot of the game plan, but you know, it's more that's all I had to worry about there was just the defensive side of things. And then now that basketball started, I've got to worry about everything, you know, practice planning. I got to worry about, you know, the bus and everything, just all the little things that you got to worry about as the head coach, along with the, you know, the games and stuff. There's all the, like, I guess you almost like the management side of it, you know, the, right, and all those things. But overall, it's not that big a change. You know, we share the load in football. We share the load here. So it's not really that big a change to me.
Okay. Now, several of the boys on our, who I assume is going, are going to be the starters, were on the football team. And I know this, my grandson, Bobby Brake, when he played football as a senior, it made him a lot tougher on that court during the basketball season. I would assume that's going to help the, our basketball team too.
Yeah, as I say, I know that the five guys that are have started or are going to start this year have played football in the past. Four of them played this past year. You know, the first two or three subs that are going to come in have played football. So, you know, it definitely gets you used to the contact. They're not, you know, they're not going to back down. They hit the hard screen. They're going to play through it as opposed to, you know, wince and want to step off the court. So it definitely helps with the physicality of the game at times and just not being afraid of getting a little bump and bruises here. And hopefully it'll, you know, translate into guys not being able to afraid to dive on the floor and such. So, you know, overall I think it's good that the kids play more sports and just get some more experience in the in a big game atmosphere.
Let's talk about the boys who are going to be starting. As far as what you know at this point, you are still into the practice season. You don't start till next week. But talk about the boys that you're going to see starting for Edwards County this year.
Well, I did something I've never done before. Last April when I met with them, I told the kids I think this should be our starting five. I usually don't say that until the second week of practice. I said I think everybody knows who our starting five should be if they come in and work hard. Right. And, you know, the kids were all under, they all agreed, you know, not even the subs. They didn't argue with me. They knew who should be our starting five. You know, our guards will be Cage Knicker and Camden Calgar. I'm going to call them just three forwards. I don't know if they really am to the center. Cade Rivers, Justin Wallace, and Marty Schmidler.
And really, all of these guys really were playing last year because the only senior we lost was Tiger Klodfelder. Mm-hmm. So all these guys come in this year with a lot of experience.
Well, let's say three of them have started for 2 years already. One of them, you know, Cade Schnicker started some as a freshman. Camden Calgar had to start, obviously, last year after Cade Rivers got hurt. With all the sickness and things we had last year, Andrew Rotrammel had to start some games. So we've got six guys this year that have varsity starting experience. The problem is past those six, we don't have a lot of guys with actual game experience, but hopefully we can get that early in the season and get them up to speed by, you know, Christmas tournament and, you know, on through into the conference season.
Now, we've talked about the starters. Who do we have coming off the bench this year for the varsity?
Well, right now, I in a perfect world, I'm going to try to play, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys. I'm not sure how many right now, but, you know, like I said, I mentioned Andrew Rotrammel, Hunter Mabry should get some time, Eli Berger. You know, Jordan Brock, he's got a little bit of an injury still from football, but I'd like to work him in. Ty Schmidtler, Brockton Greathouse, Caden Cowling, Blake Mavis. I think I mentioned everybody we're dressing. You know, I'd like to think the chance to get a lot of those guys in. I hate to say right now who's going to be what order of substitutions and how many minutes per kid, but, you know, we'd like to get them all in as much as we can.
So we're going to open the season next week at the Cumberland Tournament. What can you tell us about the Cumberland Tournament?
Well, I say it's nice to go up there. It's different teams that we don't see throughout the season. You know, it's loaded. It's a lot better than people realize since we don't play a lot of those teams. Casey Westfield is ranked in the top 10 right now in Class 2A basketball. They're the number one seed up there. Cumberland's really good this year. Charleston's a 3A school. They're up there. Altamont's a really great 1A program. That's who we lead off with. You know, Newton's a solid every year. They're up there as well. You know, and obviously us, Dietrich's up there. They're a great 1A program every year as well. So, you know, there's a lot of good teams that are up there, even though it's not teams that we're necessarily familiar with down here.
Well, Russ, we wish you the best for the season, and we'll look forward to talking to you after every broadcast on the radio.
Sounds great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You can hear Lions basketball on WOKZ 105.9, also online at NetworkOneSports.com. Wayne City, they have a new head coach this year, and Jim Corona and Mark Turner, he caught up with Coach C earlier this week.
Wayne City High School coach Jim Corona has joined us. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about Wayne City basketball. First year at the helm. Your guys went to the sectionals last year, and you've lost a lot of kids. Who have you got coming back?
Well, we got a young, we've got, I think, two letter winners. We have Dane and Marcus back. Marcus Durham and Dane Holder, both those young men back. But I don't think they went to the session. I think we lost in the semi of the regional. I wish they went to the sectional, but I don't think they did, Mark.
All right. What can we expect from Wayne City this year and Coach C?
Well, we still have a lot of question marks. Our coach asked me the other day, he said, what do you think? Can we win? I said, well, you know, that's a really good question. I haven't seen the level of competition here, you know, so I don't know really what to compare it to. Do I think we can win? Yes, I think we can win, but it's been so many years since I've seen a Waltonville or a Woodlawn or even a Fairfield in Florida, you know, so people that we play. So it's really going to be interesting, you know, how we compare with those people.
All right, you open up Monday at the Christopher Turkey Tournament, and that's always a tough tournament.
Monday is really a good tournament, a great test. For us, we'll have our hands full with Waltonville, I'm sure. I think, you know, from what I remember about Southern Illinois basketball, Waltonville's always been very respectful, and the class of, you know, basketball down in the South. So it'll be really a lot of fun. You know, it's been so long since I've seen those teams play, but we're really looking forward to it.
And I think it's been a few years since you've been behind the bench of a high school team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I took a college job in 05. It's been, what's 05? That's 13 years. You know, I've been closely associated with basketball the last 13 years. So the game, you try to stay up on it. You know, I never thought I'd really get back into it. But the opportunity came up, and I jumped at it.
All right. Jim, we appreciate the visit this morning. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you down the road.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
And that was Wayne City head basketball coach Jim Corona. As Mark caught up with him earlier this week, you're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Our first look at Wayne City is Tuesday, December 4th. The Indians are going to be hosting Sisney in the Wayne County War. Hey, this is Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll take a look at the local sports schedule for today, and we'll wrap it up following these words.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with me, Steve Thompson, at Country Financial today, and I can work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hi, this is Heidi Atterbury with People's National Bank. Are you interested in reducing fraud and monitoring your spending anytime, anywhere? Would you like to get an alert when purchases are made or cash is withdrawn on your account? People's National Bank, powered by Visa, can help by customizing real-time text and email alerts to fit your needs. Register your Visa card at peoplesnationalbank.com or stop by your local branch today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? Le Mans offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and Le Mans will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMansOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule here for today. Well, high school football continues semifinals, actually, in Class 1A. Camp Point Central will be at Argenta Orellana. Forreston will be at Lena Winslow. Class 2A, Marana Forsyth, they could be taking on Decatur St. Teresa. Also, Lanark Eastland Pearl City, they are hosting Gibson City Melvin Sibley. Class 3A, Byron on the road, going to be at Hersher and Monticello. They're going to be hosting the Carlinville Cavaliers. And Class 4A, Richmond Burton will be at Elmhurst IC Catholic. Also, Rochester will be at Kankakee McNamara. College football action this afternoon. The Illini are going to be taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Be at 2:30 this afternoon. You can hear that game on WFIWAM 1390 at 103.3 FM. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Nebraska hosting Michigan State, 22nd-ranked Northwestern at Minnesota, Rutgers hosting 14th-ranked Penn State, and 10th-ranked Ohio State on the road, going to be at Maryland, Purdue hosting Wisconsin, and 4th-ranked Michigan hosting Indiana. Area-wise, Eastern Illinois going to be taking on SEMO down there in Cape Girardeau. Also, Southern Illinois, the Salukis, going to be up there at North Dakota State. College basketball action, Western Illinois hosting Eastern Illinois. And the Salukis going to be taking on Carbondale, going to be taking on Arkansas Pine Bluff. Taking a look here, also USI going to be taking on Martin Methodist College. NBA, Indiana Pacers going to be challenging the Atlanta Hawks. And the Bulls taking on the Toronto Raptors. Also in NHL, the San Jose Sharks, they're going to be hosting the St. Louis Blues. So that is a look at the schedule here for today from a local and national sports perspective. Hey, you've been listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Also, would like to thank these sponsors here for Sports Talk, FNB, Fairfield National Bank, also, Wabash General Hospital, Vaughn Tire, Napa and Fairfield, Wainwright Propane, Peoples National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Complete Heating and Air, Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Farmers Packing, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Steve Thompson, also Fairfield Banking Company, and LeMond's. Want to thank those sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk. If you haven't heard any of these sponsors, be sure to thank them for their sponsorship here of this sports program that we do here every Saturday morning. I'm Derek Dunn. That's a wrap for Sports Talk on this Saturday. Have a great weekend. You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.